Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Six Sides Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court on Friday, December the 23rd, 2022, as we present tonight, Christmas with the Squad. So go tell your friends, go tell your family, come on in, sit back and relax and have fun with us. We've got a lot going on for you tonight. We've got some singing, we've got some instrumentals, we got some kids saying some speeches. We got anything you want to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So you, and you have been invited to the party. So come on in, sit back, relax, and have fun with AJ and the Squad on the Six Sides Radio Network. Thank you, and you, for being here. We're about to have some fun. We're about to have a good time. So just sit back and relax, and welcome to the podcast for Friday, December 23rd, 2022. We welcome you, and we welcome you.
Thanks,
everyone that's coming out. Remember, when we get started, if you want to talk, just press the one, and we'll welcome everybody here.
Hey, y'all, this Bella here, see, he got a song. He want to sing for y'all. Come on over here, little baby.
All right, Dad, I got my son.
All right, there, Barry. Go ahead and do what you do. I can tell you style. This is little baby style. Do it.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hi, jingle bell, AJ smells, God Father made a. Glad and joy, lost the wheel, and the queen got away. Only through the snow. Uncheckable on that sleigh, Machiva running behind, laughing out that way. Destiny jumping rope and tying two peas up. Now they all in a frizzy. Now we all just say, hey, jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid the egg. Everybody got a mental check. Now here are we laughing to the die.
Hey there, bud. That's pretty good. That's pretty good, there, bud. I enjoy. I'm proud of you, bud. Yep. Proud of you.
Thanks for that.
Our Father who art in heaven, holy would be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we ask and pray. Most gracious Father God Almighty, come to you humble as we know how, repenting and asking of your forgiveness, God, that you will wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and create in us a clean heart. Renewing that right spirit within us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. For no other help that we know, all of our help cometh from thee, God. Father God, we thank you for keeping us humble, God, keeping us obedient, Father God. Thanking you, Lord, for your love that has lifted us on this evening, God. We give you the glory, we give you the praise, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for meeting us right here at the appointed time, God. Father God, to reign, rule, and to abide, Father God. And Lord, we thank you, God, for your healing and your deliverance. We thank you for your breakthroughs, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for restoring and reviving us, God, like no other can, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, for Six Eyes Radio Network and AJ and the Squad in Queens Court, God. We know, God, that you are able, God, to do all things exceedingly in abundance and above all that we ask or we think, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask, God, that you continue to uphold those, God, that's going through the loss of loved one, God, those going through difficult situations and circumstances, those that's gone through oppression, depression, panic attacks, and anxiety attacks, those that's going through mental challenges, God, those that's going through, Father God, many other things, God, that come against thee, God. Father. We know, God, that you are able, God, to do it all, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for this reason, for the season, God. God, in the name of Jesus, because you are the reason, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your only begotten Son, God, that was born, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, that was born, God, in a manger, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we know, God, that you are the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, God. And know the help that we know, but all our help coming from thee, God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, God. You direct our path, God, in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And Lord, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for Sister Destiny, Father God. Asking, God, that you will massage their hearts even the most, God. Massage those hearts, God, that are going through the loss of loved one, Father God, loved one that are on the bed of affliction, God. Father God, for no other help that we know, God, you're able, God, to do all things, Father God, above all that we ask or we think, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, bless our children and our children's children, God. Father God, we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, Lord, that we, God, demonstrate, God, and let them know the reason for this season, God. And you are that gift, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we ask, Lord, if it be your will, God, to bless the service tonight, God. Bless your show tonight, God. Let somebody be joyful, God. Somebody know that you know that you know, God, that you are able, God, to do it all, Father God. And Father God, we give it all to you today, God. And Lord, we thank you for that beautiful gift, Father God. Father God, and you could have been born in any place, God. But God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we know, God, God, that you are able, God, and you're the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And Lord, we glorify you and we magnify your name. And Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will bless each and every one, God, going out, those coming in, God, those, God, that's hungry and naked and thirsty after you, God, for you are able, God, to do all things, God, above all that we ask or think, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Lord, those that's in the cold, God, keep them warm, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Those that need a shelter, God, do it like you say that you would, God. You are that way maker, that miracle worker, that promise keeper, that light in the darkness, God. For you're able, God, to do all things, God, above all that we ask or think, God. Lord, bless us going out, bless us coming in, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And those things, God, that we can find to do in our hands, God, our mind, our knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, you do it, God, just like you say that you would, God. You say we have not because we ask not, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. But, Lord, we bless your holy name tonight, God. And, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you in advance, God, for the reason of this season, God, to come, God, and to give you the glory, God. Lord, and to bring you the gift, God, that belong to thee, God. And, Lord, they brought frankincense and myrrh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, silver and gold, God. But it all, God, belong to thee, God, because we can't do anything without you, God. And, Lord, thank you for holding our hands and seeing us through, girl. God, any obstacles, situations, circumstances beyond our control, Lord, we glorify you and we magnify your name, God. And, Lord, we thank you in advance, God, for who you are all by yourself, God. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you look down upon every leader, look down upon every woman, boy, girl. Father God, look down on every kinsman, God. Look down on those, God, that don't know you in the pardon of their sin, God. Do it like only you can do it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we give it all to you this evening, God. And, Lord, I thank you, God, for you just being God all by yourself. Rest, ruling, and abiding, God. And, God, I thank you in the midst of it all, God. When we go in the last mile of the way, God, please give us a home in thy kingdom, God. For this is thy servant's prayer that I pray, God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that I ask and that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And just wishing those a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. And may the Lord continue to bless you even the more. Be blessed.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas from AJ and the Squad
on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you
That was the Pentatonics with Mary, Did You Know?
Oh, that was beautiful, beautiful.
Absolutely.
Hello,
happy
hello,
holidays.
Hello.
Merry Christmas. Happy
Thank
Kwanzaa.
Thank you, AJ, for that. That was beautiful.
Anything. Welcome to Little Billy. Appreciate you, Little Billy.
Yes.
Bandit's Clay.
Yeah.
And, of course, Queen for opening us up, as she always does so elegantly.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, let's get these mics open. Let's get these mics open.
You're
803,
welcome.
You're open.
Welcome to the
Thank you.
Six Eyes Radio Network. Well, you're welcome,
you're
Billy.
Billy, you didn't bring it up. So proud of you.
AJ and the squad in the Queen's Court in the Six Eyes Radio.
How y'all doing? Yay.
Okay, we got quite a few people. Yay. So just remember, if you want to speak, to press 1 and we'll open up your mic. 828, we got you in there. Welcome, welcome. Let's see who else we got on here.
You got me in there.
I got you in here. Hi.
How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going on with
you? That's our special guest.
Okay, then.
Introduce yourself, sir.
my name is Bud Butterbean. I'm from Sidewalk, South Carolina.
What up with it, Bud Butterbean? What's up with it?
Man, ain't nothing going on. I'm just happy to be on y'all's show tonight. My friend asked me to come by, so I thought I'd drop in. It's kind of cold up here in these mountains.
Uh-huh. Ain't it cold?
Hey, well, how cold is it, Bud?
It's so cold, my mule didn't want to get out of the house.
Oh, wow. four times the keys in the
Well, we're sure glad you could join us tonight, bud. We appreciate you.
Man, I'm excited, man. Y'all keep on doing what y'all doing. Keep it in the road. Handle it like you both be handling it. We thank God, but Jesus is the reason for the season. I'm glad about it.
That's right.
But what you getting for Christmas?
What you see with your eyes closed? Nothing.
Well, Bud, we're going to have to get you something for Christmas, honey. You can't get nothing now. We got to get you something. What you want?
Well, all I want for Christmas is the Lord. Nobody but him.
Okay. Well, I think we can handle that. I think we can take care of that.
Well, if you want to go a little bit more, I'll take $25, but in fives and tens and 15s and then 20s and then 21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Oh, Bud.
Wow.
Okay, Bud, I understand, sir. I understand. Well, Bud, are you going to... Go ahead. What you going to say?
Listen here. As I told you, there's no Christmas without Christ. You know, a lot of people putting the X, marking out Christ. Merry Xmas, have a holiday.
Yep.
But we got to identify. There is no Christmas without Christ. Christ is
That's
the reason
right.
for the season.
That's
and
right.
I'm just glad about it. I'm glad about
That's
it.
That's right. Yes, you are so correct, sir. You are correct. Well, buddy, you going to come back later and sing for us?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna do it up. I'm gonna do my audition. Maybe I can get me a record deal.
Well, you might. You never know who listens to you.
Right there, if you get a record deal.
Hey, you out there in TV radio land, y'all gonna listen to Brother Bud and then give me a contract. I can sing,
they
man.
Might.
I can sing.
You can sing. Yes, you can, Bud. You can sing.
Yes, you can.
We'll
Listen, y'all be blessed.
All right, but we're going to talk to you in a minute, okay? Thank you.
All right. Peace out.
Peace.
Peace, brother. Peace.
Oh, Bud.
Wow.
So good evening, everybody.
Good evening,
Bud. Hope everybody is doing well. As you can see, tonight is going to be an interesting night. Tonight is going to be interesting. It's going to be all about praise the Lord and celebrating the birth of our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. So, hope everybody is doing well. We're definitely going to check on everybody's mentals, as we always do. It is very vitally important. There's a lot going on with people's mentals, and some of us not so good. So, I am proud to say my mental is great. I'm doing fantastic. I've had a great day. For the first time in my life, I actually went to a movie by myself, and I went to the Whitney Whoa. Houston movie. And anybody that know me know I'm a big, big Whitney Houston fan. So
you
I went to this movie, and it was great. Do yourself a favor and go see it, because I'm going to see it again. But the girl that played her was dynamic. She was awesome. It was good. I laughed. I cried. I sang. I danced. It was really good. So if you looking for a good movie, go look at Whitney Houston's movie. It was really good. And with that, I'm complete. Next queen.
Good afternoon. This is Angela Clayton, and I'm hailing out of Tallahassee, Florida. But tonight I am in Dallas, Texas.
All right.
Amen to God. Be glorified. Thank God for another opportunity to be with y'all. My week has been one of those weeks. Amen. And this month is one of those months. Amen. But I'm going to make the best of this month. Amen. Because this month I lost my mom. And I'm going to make the best out of it. Last month I lost my sister. But I thank God for being here with the squad tonight. Amen. To God be the glory, knowing that God can, God will, and the reason for this season, amen, a star child was born. So I give God the glory, and could have been born anywhere, but was born in a manger. Amen. Right. And wrapped in swaddling clothes. So I'm just grateful that I'm here, amen, to celebrate the reason for our season tonight, and that you and I are blessed tonight among all that we ask or think. We serve an almighty God, and I'm just glad to be here with AJ and the squad in Queens Court tonight, and being here with you and you and you and you and your phenomenal voices tonight, celebrating our reason for this season tonight. And that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's not about us, but it's all about Christ Jesus. So I'm grateful to be here with you, squad, tonight. It's cold here in Dallas. Cold, cold, cold. Freezing like ice. But I tell God, thank you for bringing us through. Amen. I'm completing. You are continuing pretty much for traveling grace back home on Monday evening or Tuesday morning. You are continuing to pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you. God bless you. Any other queens? Is any ladies want to tell us about the mentor? Hold on 1 second. 718, your mic is open.
Okay, hello everyone. This is Lorraine, and I had a very good week. I reconnected with a dear friend who I met through my church, and I became a member of her organization. Back in, I think it was 2017, the Get Along Crew. So we reconnected, and everything was good. We had our first little conference tonight. You know, it was just one-on-one because I ended up giving her the wrong number, but it was too late to call everyone else. So the next time we'll have another one, and hopefully, you know, we'll get something started up. So I'm grateful for that, to reconnect it. To be reconnected with Lynn, and you know, and hopefully the journey will be great, you know. And I'm glad to be here celebrating the celebration of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And with that, I pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Always a pleasure to have you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming in.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
336, your mic is open, ma'am.
Well, hello. I'm Miss Pride and Joy from North Carolina. And this was a trying month for myself because, you know, my mother and grandmother's birthday was in this month, and both of them don't pass. And then I have a little brother, but he was going through something. But, you know, as you chat with your younger siblings, you know, you have to remind them what all our parents have taught us when we was here and, you know, how to get over when we're going through. And even if you don't go through, they showed us how to push us out of it. If we can't get out of it by ourselves, we are each other holding on to one to another, so we should know now how to push that other one through when that is difficult for them. And it's just was a trying time because, you know, he's not used to my mother not being here, you know. So, yeah, I had to give him that push. To get out of what he was going through.
Right.
So once he got that push, he got back in it, got back in the gym, got back, you know,
on
the paramedics and doing what he do and what he loved to do. So that was the most important thing, is to give him that push he can keep it moving, keep it going. So we just thank God, you know, for the teaching of our parents when they were here, showing you how to, you know, connect or have to push, whatever you have to do to get each other over while we're here, still here with each other.
Amen.
So that's my word. Amen.
Sometimes all I need is just that support, that village, that
that's
love.
That's it.
Thank you. Any other queens in the house want to tell us about their day, their mentor, what made them happy today, what was something to smile about?
Yeah.
Any female. Okay, I got one right here. Let me see. 205, your mic is open. Okay, well, welcome. All right, any of our kings ready to step up and tell us how they're doing today?
Well, hello there. I am the Godfather, calling from the Magic City, Birmingham, Alabama, where it is about 17 degrees. How you doing? And it's cold. And my mental is not good at all. It's one of those weeks that has been shocking to me. Mm. It happened last weekend. I went to the pajama party, had a beautiful time. Then I get a call on Monday that this lady's son has gotten killed. It just was devastating. Mm. I just couldn't believe this had really taken place. But that's what happened. It just really, really been bothering me. I just been trying to deal with that. But other than that, everything's all right. I don't got all my shopping done. I'm broke, so I guess I'll just sit down and relax. Complete.
So we must all got our pay then. If you
how
shop,
sweet it is.
Right.
if you do shopping, we all got our presents then, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the street.
Mm-hmm. Any other men want to tell us about their man too?
It's a six eyes. My
hey,
mental, hey, how you doing? My mental is here. I don't necessarily have a number for you. A lot of reflection. Whole family gone. Whole immediate family gone. So I'm kind of like here and in the past. So it's kind of like I got 1 foot forward, 1 foot backwards. The backwards foot is reflecting on all the good memories that I had with my family. First Christmas without mom, and then,
uh-huh.
you know, dad, you know, it's rough. So I'm here. That's all I can say. I love you all.
Oh,
love you,
love you too, Mr. Six.
Mm, love you too. Aww.
Anyone else? Any other kings?
Mm-hmm. This is Two Piece from South Carolina. My mental, like I said, it's okay not to be okay. Saturday wasn't okay. Me and Godfather discussed a little bit, and he, you know, pepped me up, you know, a little bit because one of the young men that I helped motivate to get away from gangs and stuff lost his life. It's like old life catch up with you. And so when you're trying to do good, they came to try to make him do bad, and he refused. So his mother went to the church and asked for prayer because she was holding her son on that Saturday evening when they did a drive-by in the house and they shot him. He just received a full scholarship to Georgia State.
My
mental got real bad. I had called my counselors on that Sunday and talked to them. So I to my able to counselors because I can call them anytime. But later on, around Tuesday, I got a chance to go out and my mental got back right because I love motivation and I went and motivate the Hampton Children's Home here in Columbia, South Carolina. So that was fun there. So since that part, you know, I still think about it. I'm not going to lie, dude. It gets me to me sometimes at night. Sometimes I can't sleep. But just going there, you know, I came to motivate them. They was motivating me more than I was motivating them. But we all had a good time, me and all, like that, y'all say, me and all about 13 characters got in there, animals, horses, ducks, and else. Just went crazy for the children. So I love going crazy. I'm a passionate person about children, anybody, children, just about anybody, but really passionate about children. I mean, I don't know. I might be more passionate than Queen. I don't know, but I'm real passionate about the church.
No,
so my mental right now is great. My mental right now is really great. I can't pray for the So that's where my mental at right now. But I do slip that moment this Sunday night. I could, but you know, I know God's got everything. So just pray for that. The Williams family, because that's their last name, the Williams family. Keep them uplifted in your prayers. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Any more kings in the house?
Guess that leaves me down. AJ calling out of Cleveland, Ohio. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hi.
Hey, I was listening to Six, and I'm kind of in the same place. I have a lot of reflecting of the past going on at the same time. I have concerns of friends and families, and I'm hoping that they can find the strength in their faith to make it through their dark times. You know, and sometimes, like I say, you can only do what only you can do. But sometimes it has to be in a higher power. So I'm praying for friends and family. Also, you know, I feel in my spirit and my soul just what's going on outside right now. There's over 1 million people without power right now. There are almost 300,000-400,000 homeless people right now, and they're out there in the elements. And that's kind of where I'm at tonight. I just have concern not only for our country and the direction that it's going in, but for the whole planet. And I just pray for positivity. It's just so much going on. So I'm glad to be here. Helps me stay grounded, helps me stay focused. You know, I have my ups and downs. I have a lot going on. But, you know, I call upon my faith, and then I call upon the strength of my God to keep me through and to keep me and to help me get through each and every day. So I'm blessed to be a part of the 6 Hours Radio Network, you know, AJ and the Squad, the Queen's Court, all of our callers, everything we got going on the Facebook page, everything we got going on the One Mobile, nonprofit organization. I just have so much respect, love, and appreciation for everybody and everything that we're doing and that we will do. So, you know, I'm my mother's birthday is on the 6th, and for those who know, she just recently passed not too long ago. So I'm still in with that. It's going to be a kind of a lonely Christmas. And so I'm just dealing with that, but like I say, I'm staying focused on what I have. And like we say around here, we have to push and we have to press. And so that's where I'm at with it. So I'm just glad to be here. And once again, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and happy Kwanzaa for those who celebrate it. And with that, I'm through.
Thank you, baby. Anybody else? Before the next person speak, I just want to acknowledge Miss Uncheckable in her absence tonight. We thank you again for everything you do for the squad and the Queen's Court. She is responsible for putting up the music. When you hear all that lovely sound and voice back there, well, that is Miss Uncheckable herself. So we want to say hello to you. We're praying for you. And again, you will always be a part of the 6 Hours Radio Network, AJ and the Squad, and the Queen's Court. So we love you, baby, and happy holidays to you.
Absolutely. Check.
Check. We can't go right ahead.
Oh, hello, everyone. This is Destiny. I'm calling from Virginia. Hello.
Hello.
My mental has been all over the place, but I thank God that I'm still here. And thank God that He's continuously watching over my family. And I know that what I'm going through and have been going through, God is going to pull me through. So
absolutely.
Continue to pray for me, and I will continue to pray for you all.
Absolutely.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Anybody else? Remember, if you want to speak, please press 1 so we can open your mic. Okay. Well, if there be nothing else on that matter, let's get our Christmas program started. Yay! It's the same time of the year.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, I love Christmas. And you get out in the hustle and bustle of the shoppers, and they get just as crazy, and I just love being out in it. And it's just... I watch myself while I'm out in it, though, because there's some crazy stuff going on out there. But I love it. I just love being out in it. I love the music, the lights, just being out there in that. So with that being said, we can get our Christmas program started. I think our first guest for tonight is Miss Creamer. Are you here? You say it's 253? Let's see. Not at this moment, nope. And that's okay. Because we can just move on. When she come in, we'll just we'll get her when she come in. We're going to move right on. So y'all know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we know the original 12 days of Christmas. Okay, baby? The original 12 days of Christmas. But, you know, there's another song, another version of it by Keith Wonderboy. I'm not sure his last name. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to pronounce it wrong.
Johnson.
But it's
Johnson.
More of, thank you. It's more of a Christian type song. And the first time I heard some people singing it, I thought someone had made up the song. But actually, that's the way the song went. So, so if you haven't heard it, guess what? You're about to hear it.
Yeah.
You are about to hear it. It's a real, real song.
Mm-hmm. God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is my life. Without Christ, I can do absolutely nothing. This is Evangelist Clayton with Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in Queens Court. And I just want to say on this beautiful, beautiful day, on the first day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me, and he gave me the victory, victory. On that second day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me two shouting shoes, and he gave me the victory, victory. On the third day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me three praying preachers, two shouting shoes, and he gave me the victory, victory. On the fourth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me four mighty missionaries, three praying preachers, two shouting shoes, and he gave me the victory, victory. On the fifth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me five songs to sing, four mighty missionaries, three praying preachers, two shouting shoes, and he gave me the victory, victory. On that sixth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me six musicians playing, five songs to sing, four mighty missionaries, three praying preachers, two shouting shoes, and he gave me the victory, victory. On the seventh day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me 7 days of praying, six musicians playing, five songs to sing, four mighty missionaries, three praying preachers, two shouting shoes, and he gave me the victory, victory. On the eighth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me eight angels watching, 7 days of praying, six musicians playing, five songs to sing, four mighty missionaries, three praying preachers, two shouting shoes, and he gave me the victory, victory. On the ninth day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me 9 wise deacons, 8 angels watching, 7 days of praying, 6 musicians playing, 5 songs to sing, 4 mighty missionaries, 3 praying preachers, 2 shouting shoes, and he gave me the victory, victory. On the 10th day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me 10 voices harmonizing, 9 wise deacons, 8 angels watching, 7 days of praying, 6 musicians playing, 5 songs to sing,
four mighty missionaries, three praying preachers, two shouting shoes. And he gave me the victory, victory on the 10th day of Christmas. Jesus gave to me 10 voices harmonizing, 9 wise deacons, 8 angels watching, 7 days of praying, 6 musicians playing, 5 songs to sing, yeah. 4 mighty missionaries, 3 praying preachers, 2 shouting shoes, and he gave me the victory, victory on the 11th day of Christmas. Jesus gave to me 11 women workers, 10 voices harmonizing, 9 wise deacons, 8 angels watching, 7 days of praying, 6 musicians playing, 5 songs to sing, yeah. 4 mighty missionaries, 3 praying preachers, 2 shouting shoes. And he gave me the victory, victory on the 12th day of Christmas. Jesus gave to me 12 months to lift him, 11 willing workers, 10 voices harmonizing, 9 wise deacons, 8 angels watching, 7 days of praying, 6 musicians playing, 5 songs to sing, yeah. 4 mighty missionaries, 3 praying preachers, 2 shouting shoes. And he gave me the victory, victory. And he gave me the victory, victory. And he gave me the victory.
Amen. 12 days of Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
To you. From Evangelist
and Hester.
Be blessed.
That's good. So if you guys have never heard that version, there you go.
Right.
Here we go. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Well, thank you so much, Evangelist Clayton, for that. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Yes,
so I see that our 253 is ready now. So if you're ready, 253, your mic is now open.
Oh, I thought I was unmuted.
No.
I said I heard that version before.
Okay, okay.
I play it a lot. I love that version.
So if you just tell us
okay.
Who you are and where you're calling from. I mean, we know who you are, but tell the world who you are.
This is Creamer, and I'm calling from Washington.
Okay, well, welcome.
The state
Thank
of Washington.
So
yes. And I will be singing "O Holy Night."
Before you sing, Miss Creamer, wait 1 second. I just want to do a housekeeping right quick. Remember, you guys, this is live. These mics are very sensitive. So if you can, I don't want to mute people because I want people to be able to enjoy this. But please keep your phones muted or your backgrounds quiet, please. Any little noise catches us, so we don't want to take nothing away from the performance tonight. So if you just remember that, just keep that in mind, please. Thank you. All right, Ms. Creamer, go right ahead.
Yeah. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world is sin in there repining till he appears and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. For yonder grace, a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel's voice. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night divine, fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel's voice. Oh, divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night. Oh,
that was beautiful. Beautiful.
It was.
You gotta be singing that song.
Yes, it was.
Right.
Let me get you a lot of credit.
Beautiful. Thank you for that.
I'm glad I got the extra big large popcorn with extra butter in it.
Okay. That was beautiful.
That's a
all right. So before we move on, we're going to see if anybody want to share any of their favorite Christmas memories, their favorite stories, their favorite gift they've gotten, any Christmas story anybody want to share before we move on.
May I?
Absolutely.
Amen. Giving honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just tell God thank you. I just want to tell God thank you for, I came up in the older days. I came up, amen, being appreciative of the brown bag with the apple and the orange and the walnut and the Brazil nut and peppermint that was in that bag. But I tell you guys one thing for sure and two things that we know, that we learn how to be appreciative of the things that we had, because that's what mom and pop and them gave us. And we didn't have the Christmas paper like they wrap up Christmas gifts now and stuff. We just had a brown bag, like the school brown bag that you bring your lunch in, the brown bag, and had those apples and those things in it, which was the best, because we would compare oranges and apples to the size that they were. And back then, it was a big old apple, the big old granny apples. And you don't see them anymore. They're more sweeter. It was more sweeter than they ever been. And those oranges was more juicier than they ever been and so forth. So I'm just grateful, you know, toward the night before Christmas. You know, Mama would set the table. They would set the table and say,
Santa Claus was coming and that instead of some cookies and milk there at the table, said that he would come down the chimney and get them. So we didn't know no better. So we believed that in that case it was six. When we went to bed, we had to go to bed, you know, at a certain time of the night because Santa Claus was coming. And so I just tell God thank you. And out of all that we got, we learned that in the midst of it all, it was mom and it was dad or it was aunties and them that was the Santa Claus at all times. But because we used to take pictures with the Santa Claus in the red and white suit and the long white beard and everything, we believed it in that. But then when we learned better, we did better. So I'm so grateful and appreciative of the little things, you know, and the big things. The big things, it's likable, but I like those little small things that mean so much because it makes you appreciate who you are, what you have, and it doesn't take you spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars to be somebody. But then just to show that love and that intimacy with what you have and what you've given from your heart is the greatest gift of them all. So I'm grateful for the brown school bags. I'm grateful for the apple and oranges and walnuts and Brazil nuts. And I'm grateful for those things because it made us who we are today, more appreciative and being more thankful. And that's what my Christmas was about. And when we learned that we can get bigger gifts and do nicer things, you know, it didn't make a difference about those bigger, nicer things. It was just in the love that you put into that small gift that made it all worthwhile. So that made me Christmas, and just to be loved, just to know that I'm loved. Amen. And then the reason for the season is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when we learn all those things and sit around the fireplace, see, we had a fireplace back then, and we didn't know what no air conditioner, no heater was. We didn't know what no color TVs was, none of those things. We didn't know nothing about those things, nothing. We had to go outside and turn the air on the TV and say, hey, stop, we got a picture, black and white. So I'm just grateful to get around and celebrate the wonderful gift of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we know now the reason for the season. And we learned back then the reason for the season was Christ Jesus that was born in a manger and a cow trough. So we thank God, and I'm just grateful just to be here one more year to celebrate. And the reason for the season is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. And I give God the glory. I give God the praise. I'm completed.
Amen. 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 Thank you.
Amen. Yes, thank you for that.
Anyone else?
I just
Can I share mine?
Go right ahead.
Oh. No. You went on here, but go ahead. I'll go after you.
Thank you. I've always noticed that my favorite gift when my daughter was growing up was the gift that she made, whether she made it at school or just made it here at the house. So I have like an assortment of ashtray glasses or different kind of pencil boxes with her name on it. She made me a little jewelry box one time. And just those kind of gifts mean so much to me. And I probably could open up a little novelty store with the little things that she's made me because I've kept all of them. So every now and then I show her something, and she remembers exactly what grade it was she made in. So just little stuff like that. That's why I always say, don't beat yourself up about what you can't get somebody. Because sometimes if you're giving it from your heart and you really mean that means something to you, they should appreciate even that. So most of my best gifts are the ones that my daughter gave me from her heart that she made herself. And I'll always keep those with me. Those are the memories that I'll always treasure. It's just those are the things that she made for me herself. So with that, I'm complete.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my favorite moment was with my mom. Every moment I had around Christmas was with my mom. I cherish those moments all the time. And I want to say that I do remember those brown paper bags with the oranges and the apples and the little walnuts and the pecans, all that. I remember that.
Yeah.
I was happy to get those. I was really happy to get those. But those moments with my mom were the best moments that I'll always cherish. The holidays are different for me now that she's gone. Nothing's the same for me. I just lost her last November. And I'll always remember that. It's been very hard for me to deal with it because it's still fresh. So I'm learning to still kind of cope with her being gone. It's going to be a little hard, but, hey, I just remember those moments and those memories at midnight, you know, when she would video call us so she can watch my son open up his presents and me open mine and my husband open his and she opens hers. We shared those moments together, and I remember those days when I was a kid. I never had the opportunity to know who Santa was. I knew who Santa was, but we never really believed in him. We didn't get that opportunity to believe in Santa because when my parents went Christmas shopping and they come back, they'll tell us, go upstairs. That's how we knew there was no Santa. Because my parents was our Santa Claus. They would tell us, go upstairs. We can't and wait up there until I tell you to come back down. That's how we knew there wasn't no Santa. And I was very young. And I remember it, just like 3 o'clock in the morning, we standing at the top of the stairs waiting on our parents to tell us to come down Christmas morning to open up our gifts. I'll cherish those moments. And they're like, we would stand from, there's 5 of us, we would stand from youngest to oldest. And the youngest would be in the front of the top of the stairs, and then my oldest brother would be in the back. And sometimes we would, every year we would change positions and who'd get to go down first. Those memories I will never forget, and I will cherish all those moments. Those were the best moments when my mom was here. And with that, I'm complete.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for that.
If I may.
Sure, of course.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here just reminiscing in. Like of all the things, because I've had a lot of great Christmases, but I think the thing that stands out to me is we used to go out and cut down our Christmas tree, like literally. and I hated it then because I just wanted to run through the forest and I wanted to play hide and go seek with my brother and have snowball fights and, "Man, get your butt over here. We cut this tree down," and all that good stuff. And then you take it home and decorate it and all that good stuff. So it was that. And then every Christmas morning, like, you know, before we could come into the living room and open up, my mother had to get everything on film. So we had to wait till she got a little reel to reel out and all that, set all that stuff up. Those are the memories about going to cut the tree down, the Christmas lights, Christmas morning. But my best Christmas, to me, just personally, on my 16th birthday is when my mother got me my first car for Christmas. And it was a POS. I ain't going to lie. It was a 79. It was a 79 diesel Rabbit, a gray diesel Volkswagen Rabbit.
Wow.
I mean, it was a POS, but let me tell you something. Once I started it up and figured out how to work a diesel, like, I literally went up to the church parking lot and just ran all the gas out of it. And I walked home. My mother said, "What did you do, wreck the car?" I said, "No, it ran out of gas." So that's my fondest memory right there, though.
910, your mic is open.
Hey there, this is TT.
Hey.
Good evening.
I came to sing, but I just wanted to tell you guys, I think you guys are doing an awesome thing with your podcast. Congratulations. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I'm glad to be here to be a part of it at this particular time.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
As for me with this, with Christmas, I could tell you so many stories, but one in particular was when my daughter was, I guess, around 6 years old. We had to take her to the dentist. How she had 2 rows of teeth at the bottom, so we had to get a row of teeth removed. But at the end of the day, the hygienist, the dental assistant, asked her, "Oh, what are you getting for Christmas now?" Of course, they expect a 6-year-old to be saying, "Well, Santa's going to bring it." She said, What are you talking about? My mom and daddy are Santa. They bring me what I need.
Okay.
And, of course, it shocked them. They were very upset. They said, well, I tell you what you acting like this. They say, all you need for Christmas is some switches and some coal.
Oh, no.
And my daughter said, my mom and daddy not going to bring me no switches and coal. They're going to get me some toys. What are you bringing your kids? And she was really smart at it when she said it, but shocked them. And that was like, I said, well, I said, we don't lie to our kids about, because they see their parents working hard, so we're not going to lie to our children. But I, after that, I did give her a lesson. I told her, even though you know what we do, do not spoil it for other children who do believe in Santa. So I think it was an important lesson for me to tell her, because you don't tear down other people's beliefs, especially when they're children and their imaginations are so vivid. So that was something that happened with us for Christmas. And on that note, upon Miss Lady's invitation, I'm going to sing The Little Drummer Boy for you guys. And I'm not going to be a stranger. I'm going to be coming over here to check you guys out. But I'm just going to sing this, and I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful Christmas and a happy, happy New Year. So, The Little Drummer Boy. They told me, ba-da-ba-bum-bum, a newborn king to see, ba-da-ba-bum-bum. Has Thomas gifts they bring, ba-da-ba-bum-bum. Two ladies for the king, ba-da-ba-bum-bum, la-ba-bum-bum, la-ba-bum-bum. Joe to honor him, ba-da-ba-bum-bum, when we come. Little baby, ba-da-ba-bum-bum. I'm a poor boy too, ba-da-ba-bum-bum. I have no gift to bring, ba-da-ba-bum-bum. That's good to give a king, ba-da-ba-bum-bum, la-ba-bum-bum, la-ba-bum-bum. Shall I play for you, ba-da-ba-bum-bum, on my drum? Mary nodded, pa-da-ba-bum-bum. The ox and lamb kept time, pa-da-ba-bum-bum. I played my best for him, pa-da-ba-bum-bum. I played my drum for him, ba-da-ba-bum-bum, ba-da-ba-bum-bum, ba-da-ba-bum-bum. Then he smiled at me, ba-da-ba-bum-bum, me and my drum. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I was in the cut harmonizing with her.
I was over here bump a bump bump, as you know, hey.
We ain't get out, my boy.
Okay.
Bring the drums
right.
Party, Joy.
Huh?
Oh, I thought Party Joy was trying to say something. I apologize.
I know this.
No, you good.
That's because I'm doing stories.
Mm-hmm.
202, oh, your mic is open.
Hi. Hey. I just want to share some. Hello, you guys. There's some beautiful songs tonight. Y'all can sing for real.
Hey, darling.
But I grew up as a PK kid, and I shared that. So I didn't grow up believing in Santa Claus either. However, my grandfather made sure that I knew about the king that was born in Bethlehem in a stable, and we did plays, and we would sing songs. So my fondest memories is just, I remember them wrapping gifts, and me and my brothers would try to guess what they were. We would sit. They had a fireplace downstairs. We would all sit and gather and just, you know, commune with one another, laugh and talk. And life was just simple, and I was surrounded with love and family. So I miss those times.
Yeah, definitely different. Definitely different. But what you do is just make new memories. That's why I just have to keep telling myself, and just make new memories. You treasure the old ones, and you just make some new ones. And they're not going to be the same, and they're not supposed to be, but just make some new ones now. And just because we're still here, we're still celebrating. God is the same, whether our memories change or not. God is the same. Jesus is the same. So we just have to just make some new memories and just cherish them as much as we cherish the old ones. So we're going to do a little something different. We're going to do a little twist here. And then after this next performer, if you would get us a selection from your collection, sir. But we're going to let this young lady come up. This is a young lady from Asheville, North Carolina. She is, I don't want to say how old she is because I don't want to lie. I don't want to lie. She's maybe 9, 10. Your mic is open now, so you can tell us how old she is.
I'm 11.
She's 11, okay.
I'm 11.
This is Miss Kara, so go right ahead, baby.
I'm going to do a poem called Written Stars. Tonight, I look up at the stars in the sky and remember another star from days long gone by that shone oh so brightly to men, to show men the way, to a small baby laid in the manger of hay. This baby was sweet, all shiny and new, but he means so much more to me and to you. We know him as Jesus Christ, our Emmanuel, and his story is one we have long loved to tell because it is a story of the best of men and mercy and the sacrifice in God's all-knowing plan. Is a story of love beyond measure, of a father who gave us his most precious treasure. I think of all this as I look at the stars. I think about the love of this God of ours. And I close my eyes and cross myself, and I pray that I remember this love every day.
Kara, I love you.
I was beautiful. God bless the child.
Beautiful.
God bless the child. I was beautiful. Bless you. Can we get it?
I love you.
Wait, let me get you a whole bunch of cheer, baby. Let me give you a bunch of cheer. I know that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Kara.
That was beautiful.
Kara is one of our babies from church, and she is, y'all say, she's a straight-A student. And she is, yes, she is so willing to do anything. She's got a couple of brothers, and one of them is coming on a little later. But she is... got the sweetest disposition, you guys. I tell you, there is nothing this young lady would not do for you. She dances at the church. She sang on the choir. She's one of the few ushers that's been there from the beginning. Kara, I love you, baby. Thank you so much for doing that for me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bless you, Kara. Thank you. Thank you so much, sweetheart. We appreciate you.
And a child shall lead them.
That's right.
You got a gig. You got a gig. We'll see you next Christmas.
Baby, you want to grab us something while we do our Texas drive, pay a little bill or two?
Say anything.
Be quiet, Joe. Anybody chat there? Hello.
I will be there shortly.
Call back last incoming call.
Merry Christmas from AJ and the Squad on the 6.5 Radio Network. The Jackson 5, where Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming
Jesus
to town.
Jesus is coming to town. Oh.
Making a list, okay, checking ladies. It twice. All you podcasters who's naughty or nice.
That is one of my favorite songs.
We're coming to get you. I know, right?
I don't know if anybody heard, but Mr. Six, the boss, said that was one of his favorite songs. I can get that on there for you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right. Let's pay this bill right here. Get this out the way for our company. Keep on being sponsored.
Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready.
Wait. Can't wait. Love you.
Love you. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
No texting.
Good sound advice.
Mm. And wear them seatbelts.
Yes, no, yes,
and watch and out for the black eyes. Watch out for that.
And yes. There was some out there today, too. It sure was. All right, 901. Your mic is open.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello,
good evening,
there,
sir.
Good evening, sir.
Y'all doing all right?
Would you like to introduce
well.
Yourself and tell us where you're calling from? As if we didn't already.
Yeah, for sure. My name is Greg, and I'm calling from Memphis. But I just wanted to take a couple of minutes just to say, if I can.
Yes, sir.
I want to encourage each and every person that I've heard thus far. Allow God to use y'all. You are amazing. The baby girl that did that poem, oh, my God.
I know.
you got a life full ahead of you, my Lord. You continue to allow God to use you in the right direction. Never be steered in the troubles of this world. You did an amazing job. I am so proud of you. And Six, thank you for the space, AJ, Queen, everybody. I don't want to miss no name, so I say all of you guys. Amazing. Hats off, kudos, and I'm done.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You're
very
welcome.
You're Speaking. You're not done, sir. I'm sorry. You're not done.
Right.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't want to say something. I'm glad you said something because I'm like, is he trying to? Oh, No, no. You were warned. Let me juice, honey, tea.
But yeah, I'm not done. I'm complete. How about that?
Okay,
no.
Like, there you go. Okay, I'm right.
You're not even complete.
Right.
God bless the hearers and the doers of his word. I am going to sing, and I am no singer by no imagination. So, you know, cover your ears and do what you need to. But I lift this to each and every soul that is hearing this. Again, you know, I love to hear the souls that came out here and poured out how they feel. Their loved ones are gone. Mm-hmm. Guys, you know, I don't know how that feels. You know, I am truly blessed to still have my mother. I have my wife. I have friends. But for the people who are truly, you know, leaning on the everlasting arms of Jesus Christ, what a better arm to lean on. Mm-hmm. However, I'm going to, as I get teary-eyed, I'm going to do Amazing Grace and do the best that I can. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears released. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I first believed, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home when we been there sin. 1,000 years, bright shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Yes.
Thank you, my brother.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
I got a tear
today.
Coming out my
phone.
Acting like you can't sing. I act like you can't
sing.
I know, right? Signed up for a contract. Then a little Billy over there talking.
Trickery.
Right.
God bless you, sir. Appreciate you coming through.
Thank you so much for
that. I appreciate y'all every time, man. Yeah, I
thank
appreciate
you for always
you
being such
you know.
A willing vessel.
That was beautiful.
And that's
not easy to do, how he was changing up those notes like that. That's
right.
Very, very hard to do.
And for all y'all who don't know, two days ago, his throat was kind of, well, let's just say it isn't what it is now. So God is good, and we're glad that, yeah, it all worked out.
Right.
You ain't think I heard about it, huh?
I went from being a horse to a pony, you know what I'm saying?
I said, God said nope.
You're going to sing that night.
You're going to drink all the honey and lemon juice. You need to drink or something. Nope. Thank you so much for that. It's always good to hear you, sir. Always.
It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure.
So I have a question for you guys. So if you could have one thing for Christmas, what would it be? One thing. Granted, whatever that one thing is, what would you want? Anybody? You're only getting that one thing now, so you better make it good because that's all you get.
I know it's cliche, but world peace.
Okay.
Right. I don't know. I think. I don't know. That's a good question, but I think that in my personal opinion, in my situation, that my God is so great that I have everything I need. So when I think about it, like if there's one thing that I could have, I don't know. Like that's a good question. I just, I'm with six. You know, peace on earth. You know.
Mhm. Yeah. Okay. Anybody else?
I would say more love around the world. Does everybody have that more love, genuine, real good love, the love of Christ?
Yeah.
You know, everybody just treat everybody like that around the world.
Yeah.
Amen. I would love to have no more gun violence. No more gun violence. Period. None.
Beautiful.
That is a very hard question to answer. You know, because of how this world is, the best Christmas gift would be for me is to be home with my father.
Okay. I think for me, I would like to just not see any more homeless people or hungry children. If there's any way that everybody can be in shelter and everybody can be eating their food.
Good Christmas from AJ and the squad.
That's good enough right there. That's fine.
Oh,
Amen.
No.
Okay.
Y'all good?
Yeah. They just, I got a couple of mics on.
Everybody having a moment. We all need to drink some eggnog, maybe. Get some Christmas cookies.
You wanna enlighten us with something? You wanna
Let me go in after you get the eggnog for you.
You wanna
give us
do.
A little pump
right,
up?
Yeah.
Go out there and get some eggnog for you.
It's definitely, it's time for the world to be a little different. It's just too much.
Mm-hmm.
And be it just not at the holidays, just period. Period.
Yes.
We need to do better. We as in us,
that's
the world, human humanity, period. Yes. We need to do better. We just need to do better about taking care of each other, checking on each other, making sure everybody's okay. We just need to do better. Mm-hmm. And don't get so caught up in ourselves and just really be there for each other and other people. You don't have to know them. They don't have to be your family. We just need to do better. You definitely need to do better. I see your mic's open. I'll get you in just a second. I see you.
Merry Christmas from AJ and the Squad and the Six Sides Radio Network. That was the Temptations with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
She does such a good job with that. Thank you, Miss Unchecked. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. AJ.
Anytime, anything I can do that.
All right. So you heard the little sister. So now let's hear one of the big brothers. She's the little sister with two brothers, so she's very well protected. But they just as close. So now we'll hear from Mr. Trey. Trey, you still there, baby?
Yes, ma'am.
Look at that. Hey, honey, how are you?
Like a grown man.
Okay.
Do sound like a grown.
Don't like that stuff.
Go ahead, baby.
I'm going to read a poem named God's Greatest Gift. God's greatest gift was sent to all. He was born in a lowly manger stall. The gift of Jesus to those who believe, the gift of love and life for all. God's love was shown in his Son. He came that we may live as one. Our thanks and praise cannot express our love for God that brings happiness. So at this Christmas time, rejoice. Praise the Lord with your voice. The miracle of that special birth shows how much God thinks you're worth.
Thank you, Trey.
Great job. Amen. Beautiful.
I want to personally shout out Miss Green. Thank you so much for allowing your children to be a part of this. You've never said no to me about anything. Anything we're doing in the Church of Your Kids, you've never said no to us. So So I want to personally thank you for allowing them to be a part of this. Thank you for what you're doing with your children. You know, your children are amazing. Straight-A kids all the way around. So thank you so much for what you're doing. Thank you for being the mother that you are. And this is a certified nurse, y'all. So I'm just saying, hey, give her accolades also. So thank you so much for bringing your babies up. She ain't. They don't fall too far from the tree because she's very intelligent herself. So thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of this. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you. We appreciate you as well.
Thank you so much.
You.
Come back anytime. Anytime.
Anytime.
Okay, let's see. We got a couple of mics want to open. Let me go back and find them. I see 850. Your mic
open
is
up.
Open.
One them
718, your mic is open.
Mm-hmm.
And 205, your mic is open. Okay. Mary, are you there? Is Mary? You in, Mary? Okay. Well, if you pop in, we'll see you. Ms. Pride and Joy, you got us anything over there?
Yes, you want me to do the games first? Or what?
You do whatever you want to do, baby.
All right. All right, y'all. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of Christmas taboo. I'm going to give you the word, and y'all give me the taboo word. Y'all got it?
Okay.
Everybody got it?
Okay.
All right. So the first one is going to be ring decorated, circle, hang, and door.
Ornament.
A wreath.
Yeah, it is a wreath. Okay.
Wreath.
The next one is Santa, wrap, tree, box, gift.
Present.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Mm-hmm. The next one is comfortable, clothes, sleep, breakfast.
Pajamas.
Yeah, there we go. So we're getting it here. Okay, so the next one is going to be fireplace, down, Santa, roof.
Chimney.
Yep, that's it. Okay, so the next one is going to be lyrics, Christmas, song, sing, jingle bell.
Carols.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. Okay, this one is saying Santa, greetings, Christmas, Merry.
Christmas cards.
Salutations.
Saying greeting, Santa Claus, Christmas, Merry.
Ho, I don't know.
There you go. There, you know.
Ho. She didn't even know it. You got it. See, there you go. Go with your gut.
Okay, here we go. Here we go, y'all. Dairy cream thick punch milk.
Eggnog.
151.
Yeah, that's it right there. Okay, y'all. Decoration, stand, hang, and kiss.
Mistletoe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it. Okay, light, fire, wood, and burn.
Fireplace.
Yule log.
Mm-hmm. Okay, leader, guide, sled, reindeer.
Rudolph.
Mm-hmm. All right, the next one is... All right, the next one is going to be red, white, stripes, sweet, peppermint.
Candy cane.
Yep, that's it. All right. Wrap, present, bow, string, tie.
Present.
Present.
Not present.
Yes,
ribbon.
But
ribbon.
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 Oh, ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ribbon.
There we
okay.
go. Hat, carrots, white, frosty, melt.
Snowman.
Yep, there you go. We got decorations, bake,
house man.
Gingerbread man.
All right, season, spring, month, fall.
Winter or December?
Winter. There you go. It's winter.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. So this time we're going to do Christmas tree hangman. All right? So this one is going to be 7 letters, a wreath of flowers and leaves, a head hung decoration.
Poinsettia?
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay. Christmas tree.
Oh.
Hangman.
Okay.
It sings on the Christmas tree. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Seven letters.
Mm-hmm.
Seven. Yep. Seven.
Oh, seven. Oh, okay.
Right. Around. Leaves.
Mistletoe.
Garland.
Wow.
Decoration. Around. Decoration.
Garland.
Ornament.
There you go. It's garland. That's it. All right.
Okay.
That's
oh,
all right,
garland.
Y'all.
Oh, garland.
All right, y'all. This is They Follow the Light of the Stars.
The
and
wise
this is
man.
7 letters.
The
there
wise.
You go. There you
wow.
go. Okay, this one right here is 6 for the first word, 5 for the second word. The light of... The light of
Christ.
No.
What? Who?
Christ. Somebody said the light of Christ.
Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, there you go. All there right.
Go.
This one is 4 letters. The most recognizable symbol of the holiday.
Star.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Good job.
All right. The next one is something that is thoughtful. 7 letters.
Christmas card. No.
Present. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. All right. So we're moving on, y'all. Romance. Kissing. Under. Represent.
Mistletoe.
That's it. And this
oh, yeah.
makes something look pretty by decorating it. And the word already been said tonight.
Christmas tree.
Ornament.
9 letters.
Ornaments.
There you go. Ornaments. There you go.
Ornaments on the Christmas tree.
On the Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. That's all of them.
Thank you, Sponsor. We appreciate it. That was fun.
That was.
I was going to mention that y'all would finish the lyrics, but we're going to keep on moving since we already did some singing. I ain't going to make y'all sing again. But thank you.
Again.
We thank y'all for being with us.
Appreciate
yeah.
you, Billy.
So once again, is Mary in here? I don't want to give everybody the opportunity. Okay. All right.
Well, I have something. If we don't have yes,
mm-hmm.
I'll be right back.
Go right ahead.
Right.
Here's my bed. Can you finish this up?
He's still up. He's still up. Oh, bless it.
I'm going to get my coffee here.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. All right.
Holiday season. Get your party on. It's your favorite DJ, y'all. They play that polka song. Oh. I saw
I like this version.
Okay.
I'm gonna dance with it.
This puppy's down here.
They took two steps.
steps to the right.
Hey.
Steps to the left.
Hey.
Oh, they broke it all the way down. Then Santa Claus did a two-step, y'all. They took two steps to the front. They took two steps to the back. Oh, they broke it down again. Then Santa Claus dropped his back, y'all. Two steps to the right. Two steps to the left. Oh, they broke it down. Santa Claus did a two-step. Two steps to the front.
Thank you, Mr. Poker Jones, for that. He said he had her some Christmas music. I ain't seen
that just now. I saw six and God for doing it. He played good.
I can see a little two-step off of that. Little Christmas two-step.
Nice clothes, not on her list.
What these kids want, your kids have. Their health.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, we're fighting for kids who aren't as lucky as yours.
The discovery that St. Jude can help save children close to you. Our treatments are used in hospitals all across America.
Thanks to our research, St. Jude has the world's best survival rate for the toughest childhood cancers.
And no family ever pays St. Jude for anything.
Our discoveries today could save a child you know tomorrow. So if you have healthy children, give thanks.
Give thanks.
Dallas, gracias.
Give thanks.
Donate now or visit stjude.org/thanksandgiving to learn how you can help St. Jude save children's lives.
Merry Christmas from AJ and the Squad on the 6-5 Radio Network.
Because you are alive.
that was Whitney Houston with Imagine a King.
That's pretty.
I love that song.
That ain't that a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. Godfather.
Yes,
You got something for us, sir?
Yeah, I got something for y'all. You know,
okay.
By me being royalty and all that good stuff, I have a lot of princes and concubines that love to give me gifts, you know. So by me being so cool and calm and collected, I accept it. So, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge and a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two tall doves and a partridge and a pear tree. Then, on the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens, two tall doves, and a partridge and a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds, three French hens, two tall doves, and a partridge and a pear tree. Then on the fifth day of Christmas, by me being royalty and love jewelry, she gave to me five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two calling birds, and a partridge in the pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six maids of milking, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two calling birds, and a partridge in the pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans of swimming, six geese of laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two telodos, and a partridge and a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids of milking, seven swans of swimming, six geese of laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two telodos, and a partridge and a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine ladies dancing, eight maids and milking, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two telodos, and a partridge and a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 lords of leaping, 9 ladies of dance, 8 ladies of dance, 7 smokers, 6 people of age, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French kids, 2 colored girls, and 5 gifts in the country. And we, on the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 lords of leaping,
So there's at least 12 of us in here. We're going to start at 12, and anybody can pick a number. We're going to start at 12 and come all the way down. We're going to do our own 12 days of the Six Eyes Radio Network. So somebody just pick 12, whatever you want to pick, whatever you want to say. We just want to see how fast we can get our way down to one.
Five, pick eight.
So we got, somebody got to start at 12. We got to start at 12 first. But it's got to relate to Christmas, the Six Eyes Radio Network, AJ and the Squad of Queens Court, something along what we're doing now.
Okay, I'll pick 12.
On a 12 months of program.
Okay, 12 months programming, 11.
Mm-hmm.
11 microphones. 11 microphones.
10.
Ten hosts of singing. I don't know.
Okay, 9.
Who did 10?
9 mental illness.
She just did Destiny. Destiny did, Destiny
10
hosts
of singing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. 8 voices harmonizing on the 6 hours radio network with AJ and the Squad.
7.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
7 days of mindfulness on the 6 hours radio network.
Okay. 6. 6 songs played by Miss Uncheckable.
Different personalities going around the
yes.
room.
Check.
5. 5 songs to sing with Chad and Mr. Six Eyes and AJ and Queen's Court.
And Lamar.
Right.
And Lamar, yay.
4.
4 entertainment
4
news.
Voices.
Okay, 3.
3. Songs of singing?
Okay, 2.
We got people already singing. Okay.
2 pieces of chicken for everybody.
2 main speakers.
And a
what? And,
and
a what?
And
one
happy
one
family.
Family.
And one happy family.
Yay, we did it. Yay.
Yeah, we
did
it.
So does anybody have anything else? Anybody with anything?
I just want to say that I'm glad to be here with everyone this evening. This is the first time I was able to spend the entire time with you all, and I'm just grateful for that. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Please come back again.
What was her name?
I shall try. Yes.
Somebody said, what's your name?
Somebody asked you what your name was and where you were calling from, if you don't mind.
It's Nicole. I'm a fellow teammate, but I just don't get to be here on a Friday.
Okay.
It's Nicole. Typically on Saturday.
Okay.
I took the pride in doing
Hello.
Kicking it with 6 and DJ ATL. Pride and joy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Mr. Cole every Saturday
night.
PM Eastern Time on the 6 hours radio network. Great news, music, commentary, sports, entertainment, all that breaking news, good stuff.
Oh, you
so
got
you tune
it.
In and join them every Saturday.
Every Saturday night.
You got it.
Take them out.
But this is beautiful.
I still got one more.
You want to, I just want to personally thank everybody for coming out. Thank you guys for being willing vessels. I always say that, and that is very important. Remember, Jesus is definitely the reason for the season. We're so glad you've come out and spent your Friday night with us. So we thank you, thank you, thank you. We look forward to seeing you next year. Not quite. We'll still have a few more days.
Be on the next Friday,
won't you? From ATN the Squad. On the Six Pass Radio Network.
You got one more Friday, my dear.
We all know.
buzzing from the magic hair shadows still hadn't been found.
That was the Jackson 5 with Frosty the Snowman.
To replay, press 1 to decrease.
I have a question.
Absolutely.
Do you guys have anything planned for New Year's?
Not at the moment. We do one show at a time. You like a suggestion? You got a suggestion maybe?
No, I was just curious.
Yeah, we'll get together and we'll, as a collective, and we'll come up with something, I'm sure. The squad always comes up with great stuff. And for y'all who do not know, for those who do not remember, SQUAD stands for the special qualities that you add, and we appreciate each and every one of your special qualities that each and every one of you add every week here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And with AJ and the squad, and of course the Queen's Court, which is every first Friday of every and each month. Please don't miss it. I promise you, you do not want to miss that.
Thank you, sir.
Me, please, me back.
We appreciate that. So, does anybody have anything else? It's been a wonderful night, as always, a great show. Thank everyone who has participated and was willing.
Absolutely. We want to thank all the entertainers. We want to thank everyone who took their time, devotion, and dedication to tonight's show. I want to appreciate Mr. Six and Six Eyes Radio Network. I want to appreciate, say thank you to all the callers who tuned in tonight. And thank you for all those who show us love on the Facebook, and of course, you know I have so much love, respect, and admiration for the squad. Without each and every one of you, what we do would not be possible. So I just want to say myself, Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday, Happy Kwanzaa for those who celebrated, and God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you, sir.
And as we always say, around this time before we get up out of here, God grant us all the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we all can, and the wisdom to know the difference, and we all say amen.
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 All right. And can we get that other? And we'll close it out with the other.
This is Angelus Clayton, and I just want to say to each and every one of you, may your Christmas, may your day be a very special day with your family. Love one another. That's the main key of it all, is to appreciate another. Amen. And to appreciate each other. And I just want to say from my heart to your heart, from my family to your family, I want to say Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
Absolutely.
God bless each and every one of you in your own special, unique place. And Merry Christmas, Journey, and yours, and Yaya, and Mahogany, and little AJ, and all of you, and you, and you, and your special. God bless you all.
We have a solo instrumental vibe for you. Would you like to, while I...
Yes, you go right ahead, sir.
So, AJ, about the same.
No, and putting this stuff together, my daughter was listening to me, and she pulled out her flute. She hadn't played a flute in about 6 or 7 years, but she wanted to do this rendition for you guys. She missed a couple of them, but she still got it. I think she still got it. So this will be her doing her flute, and I thank her for being so enticed and wanting to do that. But, yeah. She's so supportive. Even when she don't really want to be, she is.
Let's go, Myron. Let's go.
There we go.
I'm out for you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I have something I want to
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Bless you all.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Love you all.
Love you all.
That was Whitney Houston with Joys of the World.
Good night, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Good night,
to
everybody.
You all.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Good night.
I have a comment about that.
Squad. Merry Christmas.
Uh huh.
My family.
Thank you, everybody. Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Somebody said they had a comment about something.
Yeah, I had a comment about that flute.
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
Go right
ahead.
You know, when I was a kid, you know, I've always wanted to play the flute. That was my favorite instrument. And when I was in orchestra, and because my mother couldn't afford it, I had to drop out. And I was so disappointed. I never got a chance, an opportunity to play the flute. And that really touched my heart. That's a beautiful sound.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
A flute is a very beautiful instrument.
Mm-hmm. She actually wanted some private flute lessons from a flutist, a world-renowned flutist named Kate Steinbeck. They were looking for minority students who were playing the flute, and it just so happens at that time my daughter was the only one. So she wanted a year of free lessons, and because the lady liked it so much, she gave her another year of it. And so she did it for about 2 or 3 years, and then she just got bored with it, and she ended up going to the drumline. So I'm like, how you go from the soft, sweet flute to the drumline? But, you know, that's what she did. But she still messes with the flute every now and then, but... Yeah, I like to see her just do whatever she like doing. But, yeah, she still got it. She still got it. I appreciate her for that.
That was beautiful. I'm telling you, that was a beautiful sound. It brought tears to my eyes. It was so beautiful.
Oh, well, I'll tell her that.
Yeah.
I appreciate the love. Thank you for the comment. Thank you.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, Johnny.
I will tell him that.
Merry Christmas.
I just heard my baby crying. I think he's ready to go to bed.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know I'm about to kick my shoes off and make me another cup of green tea.
Yes,
and I will catch everybody on the flip side.
You
and for everyone else, hope
tonight.
To hear you next Friday, same time, same network, AJ and the Squad, Queens Quarter, 6 Hours Radio Network.
Look, I ain't got no choice but to stay warm. I stay on top of a hill, and we covered in ice right now. Our hill is
Ooh,
covered.
Oh, my gosh. Where
covered
are you
in ice? Nowhere.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness.
Last night we had rain and snow all night long, and I'm stuck at the top of the hill. Yes. If I try to go down the hill, I'm driving right into traffic.
Into
I ain't gonna be able to
right.
No. I can't brake. I have front wheel drive on my car, so
I'm stuck. Where are you located?
In Washington.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow, it's bad out there. So everybody just bundle up, say, well, hey, keep your sinks and your faucets running tonight so your pipes don't freeze.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little trickle.
Oh,
just a little trickle. It'll be just fine. But, yeah, make sure
right.
those pipes don't freeze.
Well, the temperature
on you.
Is going up now. It's going back up to the 40s, but it was last night it was like in the mid-20s, mid-early 20s.
Wow.
Yeah, so the temperature is going back up. And I'm so happy about it.
Wow.
I'm ready to get out of this house.
Well, God bless you.
Let me congratulate
you guys for coming out and celebrating the birthday party with us. And much love to each and every one of you.
It's just a beautiful Merry Christmas, everyone.